2 weeks ago, we brought you a story about Army Staff Sergeant Joshua Snyderman being awarded the Soldier's Medal, one of the highest military distinctions. At the time, we reported it was the first time the medal was given for an act that took place in Alaska. That claim, however, is incorrect. Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes explains.
There isn't any one big list of Soldier's Medal recipients from the last 90 years. Officials with the Army in Alaska were fairly sure that one had not been issued, but cautioned that the claim was based on institutional memory. After our original story aired, I got an email saying that the medal had definitely been awarded to someone in Alaska before, a National Guardsman for a rescue that happened two decades ago in the southeast community of Angoon.
Back in 1995.
Randall J. Gamble is from Angoon and was in his 20s at the time, serving in the Army National Guard. During a basketball tournament, the lights went out.
So they were out for a while, and I got nosy and I wanted to go see what's going on.
There was an equipment problem. Gamble was helping a man from the power plant fix it, but soon after, a friend of his, Johnny Hunter, went 30 feet up a ladder, attached his harness belt, and then made a huge mistake. He touched the wire while it was still live.
And 7,000 volts had gone through Mr. Hunter's body. And he screamed. He went unconscious.
Gamble was down below. He told some other men to call the fire department and leapt into action.
I looked up and said, "Holy shoot." And as I did that, I went up after Mr. Hunter and secured Mr. Hunter and had shaken Mr. Hunter rigorously to see if he was all right.
According to the military citation, Gamble performed CPR and kept Hunter away from the charged lines for 45 minutes until rescuers could get to them. He was put up for the Soldier's Medal, an extremely rare award. It's given when a member of the military risks his or her life to save someone else in a non-combat setting. So, for example, a power outage during a community basketball tournament. It was 8 years from the rescue until the award was officially issued. By then, Colonel Joel Gilbert was overseeing the unit as it prepared the award ceremony.
I went over to Angoon probably about a month prior to start coordinate with village elders and start making sure that we could accommodate a nice award presentation for Sergeant Gamble.
Gilbert says the whole reason for the pomp and circumstance is recognition.
No matter how many years it takes, we should take care of our soldiers and follow through and do the very best we can for them. And for something like that, I especially believe we should recognize a soldier in their home community, because as a National Guardsman, you're a citizen soldier. That's to me what it's all about.
The 8-year delay, Gilbert says, was an unfortunate byproduct of bureaucracy and the analog technologies of the time. For Gamble, the incident was never about military distinction. It was about helping a friend in an emergency. He says the recognition was nice, but sadly, by the time it came through in 2003, the man he'd saved wasn't able to be there. He'd passed away from cancer. Gamble left the Guard in 2004 and still lives in Angoon. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.